USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Security forces at the Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard in Hawaii are continuing to respond to a shooting, according to an official with the Navy. Three people, one critical, have been injured so far. The shooting, which was at Joint Base Pearl Harbor, occurred at about 2:34 Pacific time this afternoon. One service member interviewed by KHNL said they came to the area because they have friends on base that they were worried about.
Is that, you know, it is 100% real, you know. If it wasn't, then all this wouldn't be happening. You know, he possibly heard like a gunshot. He was confused, like, if it wasn't, but like he said, our first response is to come here. You know, we have dozens of friends that live on base, live, you know, still on board and things like that. That's in that general area. So
the base is still on lockdown, and the public address system continues to urge people in the area to take cover. The anniversary of the 1941 Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor is this Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
There's a new jobs report out, and Chris Barnes in Washington has the details.
The ADP National Employment Report showing just 67,000 private sector jobs created in November. That's a six-month low and less than half of what the experts had forecast. American firms have added an average of about 159,000 jobs a month over the last 12 months. Most of November's job gains came from the services sector, and manufactured goods producers cut jobs for a third straight month. I'm Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr drew some fire in Washington for saying that if the nation's communities don't show the police the kind of support and respect the military gets, they might find themselves without the protection they need. The ALCU said Barr was telling communities to bow their heads to the police, but a Justice Department official said the Attorney General was not suggesting police would abandon their duties without public support and was referring to the importance of maintaining the ability to recruit and retain qualified officers. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration formalized work requirements for recipients of food stamps, a move that will cause hundreds of thousands of people to lose access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue and Brandon Lips, the deputy undersecretary, spent about 18 minutes on a call with reporters outlining the changes of the rule that will take effect on April 1st. Democratic candidate Julian Castro completely disagrees with the plan.
It's stupid. It's cruel. It's exactly the wrong direction. We need to actually be providing more opportunity for people to get the food that they need.
The USDA rule change affects people between the ages of 18 and 49 who are childless and not disabled. This would save the government $5.5 billion over 5 years. The agency said it found 2.9 million adults on the SNAP rolls that were able-bodied and did not have dependents, and said 2.1 million were not working. For months, asylum seekers have been prohibited from filing their claims at U.S. border crossings under a Trump administration policy. The migrants' efforts are causing major traffic delays at Arizona crossings because United States Customs and Border Protection officials had to barricade lanes used by cars legally entering the United States from Mexico. Shoppers, teachers, and visitors traveling to the U.S. through Nogales, Mexico, endured up to five-hour waits over the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.